Donald Trump says he's running
for a second term as president of the United States.
A UN call to investigate Jamal Khashoggi's murder.
This report will undoubtedly infuriate the government of Saudi Arabia.
San Francisco moves to ban e-cigarettes.
Think of what's going to happen to our youth. It is unacceptable.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The president is off and running toward 2020. Chants of USA at a basketball arena in Orlando, where President Trump officially kicked off his re-election campaign.
Thank you, Orlando. What a turnout.
Here in the heart of the state he calls his second home, Donald Trump formally asked voters for a second term.
We have a tremendous way to go. Our future has never, ever looked brighter or sharper.
But the president cast himself as a target.
We have been under siege.
Mr. Trump suggested voters should issue a verdict against the Russia investigation, as he accused Democrats of seeking to destroy the country.
So if you want to shut down this rigged system once and for all, then show up November 3rd. That's your day. Big day.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Orlando.
The UN is recommending an investigation into Saudi Arabia's powerful crown prince and the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Correspondent Holly Williams is in Istanbul, where the Washington Post contributor was killed in October.
That key headline, that quote, "There is credible evidence warranting further investigation that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was involved in the killing of Jamal Khashoggi." The Saudis have consistently denied that, even as they've changed their story more than once about what actually happened. The UN report also found that the trial in Saudi Arabia of 11 suspects fails to meet procedural standards and should be suspended. It's being held behind closed doors, and the fear is that some of those suspects could be put to death without the opportunity to tell their stories to the outside world.
President Trump says he found out just this week about domestic violence incidents involving his choice for Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan, who's been serving as acting head of the department. CBS's David Martin on the allegations from 9 years ago.
A run-in with police began with this 911 call.
My husband's throwing punches at me.
According to court documents, he denied that and claimed she had punched him, giving him a bloody nose. When police arrived, she was the one charged with assault, which was later dismissed. In 2011, their 17-year-old son beat his mother with a baseball bat.
The president says he'll likely nominate Army Secretary Mark Esper for the job. CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons.
He has a background both on the civilian side and then also with working with Congress on Capitol Hill. So combine that with his military career, he makes a solid choice for the president.
CBS's Jeff Pegues was in Phoenix, where angry protesters turned out at a public meeting over video showing police pointing guns at a couple and their two small children over a report of shoplifting.
We should shut this city down. Shut this nation down.
All I see is a damn murderer. I see a murderer.
For more than 2 hours, people in Phoenix unleashed their anger.
Y'all do y'all job.
Am I an animal? A monster? I'm a human being.
Chief Jerry Williams apologized and said change starts with a community.
The proof is in what happens after this meeting. And as we said, this is not the last of these meetings.
There is a protest plan for tonight after a city council meeting to demand the officers be fired.
A new study shows kids are beginning to slim down. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
The study of preschool children on government food aid suggests they're reaching ever healthier body mass indexes. After peaking in 2010, the CDC says 2 to 4 year olds from all racial and ethnic groups continue to record statistically significant declines in obesity. The researchers theorize it's due to the addition of more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains to school meals. The results are important because obese kids often grow up to be obese, unhealthy adults. Deborah.
San Francisco may be on the way to becoming the first city in the country to block the sale of e-cigarettes. City leaders have unanimously approved the ban aimed at keeping kids from vaping. City Attorney Dennis Herrera co-sponsored the bill.
The FDA has totally abdicated its responsibility to do the review that they should have done.
The measure needs one more vote before it heads to the mayor's desk. She supports the ban. She was once one of the president's most trusted aides. Today, former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks will testify behind closed doors before the House Judiciary Committee. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
One Democratic aide telling CBS News that the committee is going to ask Hicks about the firing of FBI Director James Comey and that infamous meeting between the president's son and a Russian lawyer at Trump Tower in 2016. She's also expected to be questioned about hush money payments that President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels.
2017's Las Vegas shootings were a wake-up call for hotels. Steve Futterman with our Travel Smart Summer Series.
Hotel security has changed following the Mandalay Bay massacre. Paul Frederick is with Hospitality Security Advisors.
Hotels immediately started doing detailed assessments.
This is the downtown Los Angeles JW Marriott Hotel. And it's likely at this moment I'm being seen on at least one security camera.
There are some remarkable high-tech products on the way. Martin Cronin is with Patriot One Technologies. It has a system that uses cognitive microwave radar
to employ invisible technology to identify a gun or an explosive device.
Another security change, consultant Bjorn Hansen says traditional do not disturb signs are a thing of the past.
Almost every hotel does an inspection every day.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
There's a deadly mystery in the waters off four Gulf Coast states. Almost 300 dead or dying dolphins have washed ashore since February. Aaron Fougere with NOAA Fisheries suspects lingering effects of the 2010 BP oil spill, chemicals, pollutants, or some combination of the three are to blame.
It's an area where dolphins have been previously exposed to oil. They have compromised health. They have lingering health issues. And so they are more susceptible to any additional stressor.
The question in Wisconsin, who's responsible for bullying?
The Wisconsin Rapid City Council has endorsed a plan that could fine the parents or guardians of school bullies more than $300. School District Superintendent Craig Broren pushed the idea.
We might find ourselves in circumstances where the behavior doesn't change, and we see fit to turn that over to law enforcement for potential further action.
The catalyst for the measure happened earlier this year when a seventh grade girl in the district received handwritten notes from other students urging she kill herself. Fortunately, she didn't. Bruce Marcus for CBS News, Wisconsin Rapids.
Kensington Palace says Prince William and his wife Kate are deeply concerned and saddened after a police motorbike in their convoy hit an 83-year-old pedestrian. British police say Irene Mayer is in serious condition, suffering from a broken pelvis. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.